Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Box Score Breakdown. I'm your host, Tim Woodson, bringing you another banger sports ethos presentation brought to you by FanDuel. I know you guys see it up on the screen. Guys, we have three games to talk about, some NBA Cup action. Yeah, on a random Tuesday. To be honest, though, it was a bunch of blowouts. Bunch of barbecue chicken with me on this lovely Tuesday. But still, we'll have some fun talking about it. No need to waste any time. Let's go ahead and tap in with the three games. First game of the day. Man, I'm going to be honest. Oh, that's the wrong box score. I did not see it coming. Yes, the Washington Wizards. Yeah, I said it. Get their second win of the season. 132 over 113 over the Atlanta Hawks. Beyond. I don't even know what to say, really. I'm just beyond amazed. We will talk about the good, at least. There was a lot of bad, though, on this Atlantic Hawks team. First, Kristaps Porzingis, nice game, 22 points, 8 rebounds, 1 assist, 7-13 from the field, 2 triples, 6-7 from the free throw line. No blocks, that's okay. He also had 5 fouls, and he did all that in 21 minutes. I mean, we know he's a per-game beast when he's playing. We'll miss time, but when he plays, thank God he's playing. He should be able to produce. You also had a solid game from Onyeka Okongwu, mostly scoring 20 points, 3 rebounds, 3 triples, 8 of 14 from the field, and he hit one of his 2 free throws. Still able to put a value, 19 minutes, not what you see, but honestly, a lot of this game is out of reach. It's really bad. It got really bad really quickly, and we'll talk about what happened on the Washington Wizards side and how it did get bad. Jalen Johnson had a stinker. Yes, I know. He's human. Who would have thought? 7.7 rebounds, 7 assists. We like that. Go play the lottery if you have him. That's pretty lucky. 1 steal, 2 blocks, no triples. He had 3 of 12 from the field. This is rough. Couldn't get going. Absolutely rough. 1-1 from the free throw line. It happened. Games like this happen. Don't even overthink this or anything. He will most likely bounce back in the next one. You had a solid game out of Zachary Richesse has 17 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 steals, and 3 blocks. You got 5 defensive stats out of Zachary Richesse. 4 triples, 6 to 12 from the field, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. This is a better game. I still think he's kind of like a fringe 12-team guy, but I mean, hey, you take what you can get. Dyson Daniels, I like the counting stats, 11 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists. He had 1 triple, 5-11 from the field. Didn't give you a single steal, and I know that's why you drafted him. But he will be better. A lot of rest of this is just mess, man. Nickeil Alexander-Walker had 8 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists. Meh. Luke Kennard had 9 points, 4 assists. But Krejci, 10 points, 2 triples, 3 assists. A lot of this is just mush because, I mean, they were honestly cooked. And we can talk about why they were cooked. Because CJ McCollum woke up feeling dangerous and decided to drop 46 points and 10 triples. Yes, CJ McCollum dropped 46 points and 10 triples. Who would have thought? He also had 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 2 of 4 from the free throw line. But, I mean, you're just nitpicking at that point. Dude, huge game. I don't even know what to say. He just got out there and just started getting active. There's no Keyshawn George, just so you know. So, I mean, it was more for him. And somebody had to pick up the extra slack. So, CJ McCollum went crazy. And he got hot. He got hot quick. Very quick. And also, who got hot in the first quarter, but he did end up leaving the game with an injury, was Corey Kispert, who had 19 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 3 steals, and a block. That's a crazy. If you stream Kispert for the day, W stream. 6-11 from the field, 4 triples, 3 of 5 from the free throw line. He just got hot like really quick. Both of them did. I think they made like, they were like 8 out of 8 on their first like 8 triples, and it got out of hand. And it was barbecue chicken rest of the way. You had a fire game out of Alex Sarr. I like this game from him. 27 points, 11 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 blocks, and a triple to go along with it. 4-8 from the free throw line. Yeah, that kind of nukes it a little bit. But he did shoot 73% from the field. A lot of his shots, he changed his shot diet. He should be better than that in free throws. I'm thinking he's around the 70% mark, you know, at the end of the day when the season's over. But the huge field goal, he shot 36% last year. Yes, he shot 36%. I mean, he changed his whole shot diet. A lot of his shots are around the rim. He looks more confident. He's stronger. But he will take a triple or two. He may take maybe 4 max a game. But he looks good, man. I mean, I would not be surprised if he doesn't finish inside the top 50 this year. Good stuff from him. You got a crazy, what is this game from Chris Middleton? 10.7 rebounds, 12 dimes. You got 12 dimes out of Chris Middleton in 2025 with he had a double double. He shot whatever. He had 3-8 from the field, 1 triple. But he did give you a steal on the block. That's crazy. You're not just gonna go run and grab Chris Middleton because you think he's about to pop off. I think it's more so you like if you stream that, you got lucky. But in deeper leagues, if you need some random value, I think you can go to Chris Middleton. Bilal Koulibaly. I'm saying it the wrong way. I apologize. 9 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals on the block. Solid. They didn't really need him that game because everyone else that I mentioned did all the damage. Good stuff, man. I didn't see that coming at all. I thought it was going to be kind of the reverse, but the Wizards, they started clicking, and the next thing you know, they got hot and they got out of hand. Good stuff for them. Good way to get the dub. Next game, yes. You thought we were done. We have more barbecue chicken on the way. The Atlanta Magic just absolutely cooked the Sixers, 144-103. And to be honest, we do want to talk about him first, Tyrese Maxey, 20 points, 1 rebound, 4 assists, 1 steal. He gave you 1 triple, 7 of 15 from the field, and a 5 of 6 from the free throw line. Now, given his current stature and play, that's considered a low game. To be honest, I think they rushed him with his shoulder. They said he probably didn't need to play this game, to be completely honest. But it's okay. You write it off. We hope that it's not any further damage and that he gets back on track in the next one. We saw Quentin Grimes moving into the starting lineup because there was no Edgecombe. Edgecombe is still dealing with a calf injury. 8 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 of 9 shooting. He did terrible today. But he did give you 6-6 on the free throw line, so at least he didn't, like, nuke your free throws in the same game. Whatever game from Andre Drummond, he gave you 12 boards. He gave you 2 blocks. He gave you 3 points. And he also shot 1 of 6. It was awful, man. Nobody was hitting. He gave you a triple. His one shot. Andre Drummond's one shot was a 3-pointer, man. What is happening? He shot 50% from 3, technically. That's crazy. Don Barlow gave you a little bit of utility game for deeper leagues, 11.6 rebounds. 2 assists, 1 block, 4 of 8 from the field, 1 of 2 from deep. So he gave you a triple to go along with it, and 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Nothing crazy. You also got like 13 points in a triple out of Justin Edwards. Jared McCain, deeper leagues. He played about 25 minutes in this contest. He gave you 15 points, 1 rebound, and 3 assists with 2 triples. I like that. 6 of 13 from the field, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. I don't think that's anything that you're running to grab in 12 team leagues. Especially because it's only 25 minutes. I know it was a blowout. But you also have to consider there was no Paul George. And there was no Vijay Edgecombe. And that's a lot of shots. And that's a lot of minutes that have to be handled when they return. But so that's why I think it's a deeper league thing of this. You had 10 points out of Eric Gordon, man. Eric Gordon played 10 minutes. Wow. It's crazy. He gave you 2 steals if you just randomly were rostering Eric Gordon of all people. But it was just bad, man. It got out of hand. And you know why it's crazy how it got out of hand? It got out of hand because Anthony Black decided to drop 31 points on a random Tuesday. Who would have thought? 31 points, 1 rebound, 3 assists, 1 steal, 4 triples, 12 of 17. Unreal shooting. We already know. That's red flag number one. That's not going to happen again. And 3 of 4 from the free throw line. That's not a bad free throw night for him.
Extra value meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
I mean, I honestly think he was kind of doing enough here and there if you wanted to take a shot in 12-team leagues. You never go chasing. You're not going to get this game if you grab him. But he was kind of doing a little bit of value here and there, especially with Jalen Suggs out, to where you could use him in 12-team leagues. Deeper leagues, absolutely. I mean, if you had him, man, that's a dub. You take those. Jalen Suggs did not know how to score this game. He had 4 points on 2 of 7 shooting, but he did give you 5 rebounds, 11 assists, 2 steals, and 2 blocks. I mean, I can't complain about that. That's such a pretty solid line. He's been playing really well this year, and I'm going to be interested to see what happens when Paolo gets back, how this team dynamic changes, because they're, dare I say it, playing better without Paolo. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Maybe Paolo sees all this and he's like, oh, I have teammates that can actually play some basketball. Like, yeah, man, you don't have to play hero ball. Maybe it'll work in and they'll find a way to build on this chemistry. Desmond Bane at 15 points, 2 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals, 1 triple, 6 of 15 from the line. He cooled off a little bit on shooting, 2-2 from the free throw stripe. That's pretty solid game from him. He didn't need to do much, clearly. Wendell Carter had 12 points, 8 rebounds, 1 assist. This is a chill game. He didn't have to do much either. Franz had 21 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal. You like that from him. 8 of 13, great shooting, 1 triple. 4 of 6 from the line is a little off day for him, and that's okay. Also, Tristan Da Silva, I think he's still usable in 12-team leagues right now, streaming in for Paolo. This is a little bit of a low, modest game. 10 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and a block. He did give you 2 triples, and he had 66% from the field, which is nice. I still think he is doing enough to be rostered in 12-team leagues as a stream in the given moment. You had a lot of guys that saw minutes in this one. 13 points for Jet Howard, 10 points for Noah Penda. Sorry, I don't know why they looked like an A on one of my screens. A nice 10.9 rebounds, block and steal game from Goga Batadze. Most of it is blowout related, so no need to worry. Last game of the day. Oh, yes, this game took forever. This is the only reason why we went live late. I apologize, guys. Just to also, if you are listening to this on the Fantasy NBA Today feed with Doc and Brew, of course, you know they do all of the in-depth knowledge on the games. While us over here at the Box Score Breakdown, me and William and Spill, we do a more of a quick approach so you can check out all the latest news tonight of the games. If you're liking what you're listening to, please, 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 please give us a follow, like and subscribe, do all that. If you could do all three, please, I will take it. This is make sure you check out some of this great action that we have over here because we love having you guys. All right, now back to the last game of the day. Yeah, we had the Battle of LA. I'm actually in LA, so it's kind of cool seeing this happen. I always like watching this game. Usually the Clippers like try hard in this game, but yeah, they got cooked, man. 135-118. Lakers take it over the Clippers. Honestly, it was close and then fourth quarter hit, and yeah, it was Swiss cheese, man. Let's go ahead and check on the Clippers first and see what happens. I mean, James Harden survived this contest doing James Harden things. 29 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. I'm sorry, not 2, I apologize. 9 assists and 2 steals, 3 triples, 9 of 21 from the field, and 8 of 8 from free throw line. Just balling this year, man. And he did it with Kawhi back, although Kawhi only had 19 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal. Not his best game. For Kawhi, this is a like minimal floor game. This is like to the floor. So, you know, he should be able to bounce back in the next one. He shot 6 of 14 from the field, 1 triple, and 6 of 6 from the free throw line. You had a good game by Chris Dunn before he got ejected, which is basically the end of the game. Gave you 19 points, 3 assists, and a steal, 3 triples, 8 of 13 from the field. Not realistic shooting, but, I mean, he's in the starting lineup. He's usually more of a steal and assist guy. So if you got some points from him today, hey, man. This is your lucky day. Take those. A basic 10.10 rebound double-double from Zubats. He also had 4 assists to go along with it. I like the 2 blocks and the steal, though. He actually gave some defense stat. He's had an off-night shooting, 5 of 12 from the field. He could not handle Jackson Hayes. Crazy. And he missed both of his free throws. He will most likely be better in the next contest. This is good from John Collins. I like this. Starting to turn it around. 18 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist. That's better than what he was doing. 6 of 8 from the field. He had a good shooting night. 4 triples to go along with it. That tells you that absolutely is not real. He's not going to shoot 67% from 3. He's not going to shoot 75% from the field. Although, he is a higher field goal percentage guy. So, it'll be more likely to happen to him than it will to someone else. He also gave you both of his free throws that he shot 2 of 2 from the free throw line. But it was just like, you know, I think it's better what he's been doing. I hope if someone dropped him, yeah, you probably should try and pick him up. Hopefully this will get him right on the right track. Maybe it's Kawhi being there where it takes some little extra usage off of him and he can kind of do his thing. But it's been rough selling with John Collins, and hopefully this is something to get him on the right track. Besides that, yeah, no one else really did anything. There's a bunch of 6 points here, 6 points there. The main starting crew did all the damage. Now let's go ahead and check on these Lakers. Last team of the day. Look at LeBron, man. Maybe he's not too old. 25.6 rebounds, 6 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 2 triples, 9 of 15 from the field, 5 of 6 in the free throw line. Great game. Welcome back, LeBron James. And he did 32 minutes. 32 minutes of that. And honestly, it wasn't like he had to step up because the other guys weren't hooping. The other two big players on the team absolutely did damage. Luka Doncic had 43 points. Jesus Christ. 9 rebounds, 13 steals. I'm sorry, 13 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 7 triples while shooting 14 of 28 from the field, 8 of 11 from the free throw stripe. Just a monster game. Monster game. And the way this team is winning, as I'm watching this Lakers team, they're just going to outscore you. They know that they have defensive like issues. They know that. It's not about defense. They'll make some plays. Don't get me wrong. I'm saying that they're devoid of all defense. But their plan is to outscore you. So only worry I have is in games, other games in the future, what happens when the shots don't go in? I guess they're banking on like, well, I mean, one of the three of us are going to score. Which, yeah, given them most nights, I think that's true. Crazy good game from Austin Reaves. 31 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals, 2 of 4 from deep. There it goes. The three-point percent is correcting. 11 of 16 from the field, 7 of 7 from the free throw line. This is a monster game. These guys are just like putting up bonkers numbers together. Like between the three of them, what is that? 43 to 74? Yeah, 99 points between the three of them. Unreal. And then you get like your 13-point game from Rui Hachimura, who's just kind of there, who does just great field goal percentage because he does not miss. And you got like a random 8 points and 2 defensive stats. You got a steal in the block out of Jackson Hayes, who was filling in for DeAndre Ayton. By the way, I think they said he's probably going to try and play at the end of the week, so we should be seeing him back soon. And everybody else just kind of does what they do. That's the Lakers today, nowadays. We know Luka's going to continue to be first-round value, and Austin Reaver's going to float it. And, I mean, if LeBron can kind of find a way to kind of put up these numbers, he could fall in the second-round value too. That is the modern-day Lakers. Guys, it was a short slate for us today. Just 3 games. That's all we had. So that is all for me today. I will not be able to be seeing you on Thursday because it is Thanksgiving here in the States. If you're watching overseas and you do not celebrate, we will have our usual shows on Wednesday with Williams Bill, and I will be back on Friday to come hang out with you guys with a nice slate then. But until then, good luck with your fantasy matchups. Keep on working hard. Keep the grind going. And I hope you enjoyed this show of Box Score Breakdown presented by FanDuel. I'll be seeing you soon. Cheers.